from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says more civilians flee the Han Yunis area. United Nations encourages migrant workers to use travel apps. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said more civilians fled the Han Yunis area on Tuesday, following yesterday's evacuation order. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday local time in New York, United States, UN Secretary General Stephen Dujarric said, as of Monday, about 150,000 people had left Han Yunis.
Yesterday, about 150,000 people fled areas in Khan Yunis, as assessed by humanitarian colleagues monitoring population movements in the area. OCHA has expressed our concern about the short interval between the dropping of the leaflets telling people to leave and the escalation of military operations, which poses significant risks for those fleeing.
Stephen Dujarric added, the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs recalls each evacuation order is highly disruptive to people's lives. People are forced to move to areas with limited or no infrastructure, where access to shelter, health, sanitation, or other humanitarian assistance is severely restricted. Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the United Nations organized the National Symposium Migration Governance for Sustainable Development in Jakarta on Tuesday. The event marked the culmination of the progress of the Migration Governance for Sustainable Development program after running for 2 years. Met after the event, Chief Representative of the United Nations in Indonesia, Gita Sabarwal, said Indonesia has the most number of migrant workers. Therefore, the United Nations is working with the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and UN Women, ensuring the migrant workers to use travel apps for their welfare.
So Indonesia is a champion country for migration, and we are working very comprehensively from planning to introducing, securing livelihoods of migrants that are returning back from their countries of work. and securing their livelihoods and those of their families in the country. In addition, we are also working with women migrants and ensuring that we that they start using the travel application app that has been developed in partnership with KEMALU to secure their lives and to provide them access to justice, to models of justice in the country and in their country of origin and in their destination country.
Geeta Shabarwal added, "The global agreement on migration reflects the joint commitment of countries to improve migration management. The Migration Governance for Sustainable Development Program is a collaborative program among the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the United National Development Program, the International Organization for Migration, and UN Women. The program is funded by the Migration Multi-Partner Trust Fund. The program aims to strengthen the capacity of central and local governments in managing labor migration. Indonesian government is committed to strengthening cross-sectoral coordination in strengthening the governance of migration of Indonesian citizens. Director of Sociocultural and International Organizations of Developing Countries at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Penny Dewi Herasati, revealed this at the National Symposium on Migration Governance for Sustainable Goals in Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday. She remarked the efforts are made by training and socialization so Indonesian citizens migrate are through well-managed procedures. To the media, Penny Herasati explained, to measure the effectiveness of migration policies that have been implemented, the migration governance indicator is used.
Ada satu migration governance indicator, sorry.
The migration governance indicator is a tool compiled by International Organization for Migration, where the government is asked to introspect. So the tool is to measure how effective our migration policy is. From there, we can see that our migration policy is good enough or something needs to be strengthened based on the tools. Penny Dewi Herasati also explained cooperation in strengthening migration governance between the government of Indonesia and United Nations agencies in Indonesia is one of the good practices of UN efforts to support Indonesia's capacity building. Next, we have Indonesian Ambassador to the Holy See of the Vatican, Michael Trias Kuncahyono, who said the reason Pope Francis visited Indonesia is that Indonesia provides a good example of brotherhood. In the interfaith dialogue entitled Interpreting the Pope's Visit for Religious People and the Indonesian Nation, which was watched online in Jakarta on Tuesday, Ambassador Trias said Pope Francis had only visited 65 countries, and Indonesia would be the 66th country out of a total of 184 countries that establish relations with the Holy See of the Vatican. Because Indonesia is indeed an example. Indonesia, which has Pancasila state ideology. Indonesia, which has unity in diversity. Indonesia, which upholds mutual cooperation, is a good example. Even though we have political dynamics as well as brotherhood, which is very natural, but compared to other countries, it can be said that we can get along. Ambassador Trias Kuncahyono added, the Pope also said he was very impressed and praised Pancasila, Indonesia's state ideology. Citing kemlu.go.id, Pope Francis will conduct a state visit to Indonesia on September 3rd to the 6th, 2024. The last national news comes from Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, who said that currently Indonesia has two of the best world-class tourist villages. The two villages have been recognized in the international tourism arena. While in Kuningan Regency, West Java on Tuesday, Minister Sandiaga said the two tourist villages that have been included as the best tourist villages in the world are Panglipuran Village in Bali and Nglanggeran Village in Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. He also said the success of the two villages is expected to be an example for other tourist villages in Indonesia, in a bid to keep innovating and improving the quality of services and facilities. Now we move to the international news. Palestinian factions, including Hamas and Fatah, agreed to end their divisions and form an interim national unity government. This was conveyed by the Chinese Foreign Ministry, quoted by Reuters. The Beijing declaration was signed at the closing ceremony of the reconciliation dialogue between 14 Palestinian factions held in the Chinese capital, Beijing, from July 21st to the 23rd. Previous efforts by Egypt and other Arab countries to reconcile Hamas and Fatah have failed to end the 17-year power-sharing conflict. We end the news with the number of arrests on days of riot in Bangladesh surpassed 2,500, according to an AFP tally on Tuesday, after protests over employment quotas sparked widespread unrest. At least 174 people were killed, including several police officers, according to a separate AFP tally of casualties reported by police and hospitals. The riot began with demonstration against politicized admission quotas for sought-after government jobs last week. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's commentary is titled The World Amazes of Indonesia's Forest Management. Deforestation rates in several countries across the globe have dropped significantly. In Indonesia, deforestation is estimated to have decreased by 8.4% in 2021 to 2022. Meanwhile, the gross global mangrove loss rate fell by 23% between 2000 to 2010 and 2010 to 2020. The Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, revealed the data at the 27th Committee on Forestry or SOFO meeting in Rome, Italy from July 22nd to 26th, 2024. This encouraging news was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbakar, who attended the meeting. In addition, Indonesia also hosted a talk show with the theme Advancing Forest Sustainability and Climate Resilience through Enhanced Forest Monitoring System, held at the FAO headquarters in Rome, Italy, on Tuesday, 23rd of July. The event, a side event of the 27th SOFO meeting, was attended by representatives from FAO member countries from various parts of the world. At the event, Minister Siti Nurbaya introduced the National Forest Monitoring System, or SIMONTANA. It is a reliable national forest monitoring system and an important asset for stakeholders. SIMONTANA is an integrated monitoring platform featuring remote sensing and terrestrial technologies. The system provides critical data covering forest resources, cover types, volume estimates, growth rates, national forest assessment, and the status of biodiversity within forest area. These data are critical for forestry planning and climate mitigation strategies. According to the report by Detik News, during SIMONTANA's introduction, neither the speaker nor the audience stopped praising and applauding. In the SOFO meetings areas, the world saw Indonesia's seriousness in managing sustainable forests to tackle deforestation and global climate change. Indonesia's hard efforts have earned the world's trust, thus FAO notices the need to continue cooperation with Indonesia. FAO Deputy Director General Maria Helena Semedo emphasized the commitment of long-term cooperation with Indonesia in reducing deforestation, sustainable mangrove and peatland management, and sustainable bioeconomy. Indonesia's achievements are expected to inspire other countries to manage their forests sustainably so that all countries can work together to control climate change. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with July 24, 1977, marking the end of Libya-Egypt War. The Libyan and Egyptian War lasted only 3 days from July 21 to the 24, 1977 on the Libyan-Egyptian border. The relationship between Libya and Egypt had deteriorated since the end of the Yom Kippur War in October 1973. Because Libya opposed President Anwar Sadat's peace policies and due to the failure of unification talks between Libya and Egypt. The deportation of Egyptian migrant workers from Libya also strained relations between the two countries. On July 24, both sides agreed to a ceasefire mediated by Algerian President Houari Boumedienne and Palestine Liberation Organization leader Yasser Arafat. Moving on to an event on July 24, 1981, when Indonesian writer and religious figure Buya Hamka passed away. Buya Hamka, or Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, was a prominent Indonesian scholar, writer, and novelist who was born in Minangkabau, West Sumatra on February 17, 1908. He passed away in Jakarta at the age of 73 on July 24, 1981. Hamka was well known for his contributions to the fields of religion, literature, and education in Indonesia. During his life, he produced many works such as literature, history, and exegesis. His most famous literary work is the novel Di Bawah Lindungan Ka'bah in 1938, or Under the Protection of Ka'bah, a classic Indonesian literary piece that tells a story of a Minangkabau youth's struggles to achieve his dreams amid life's conflicts and trials. We end today in history with July 24, 1984, when Indonesia ratified the United Nations Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. This convention defines the principles of women's human rights, norms, and standards of obligations, and state responsibilities in the elimination of discrimination against women. This convention is one of the 8 human rights conventions ratified by Indonesia. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Someone.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesian Transportation Ministry support Simbara app with InApportNet. Indonesian Ministry of Transportation is committed to support the Mineral and Coal Information System or Simbara by strengthening InApportNet to supervise mineral cargo in seaport. This was stated by Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi in Jakarta on Monday, during the launch of nickel and lead implementation via Simbara. The Transportation Ministry is committed to developing InApportNet to strengthen Simbara. The effort was expected to improve efficiency and compliance in mineral cargo supervision at seaports. Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi also explained the data use of InApportNet was proven to improve efficiency of seaport service time and cost. According to him, the integration of InApportNet with single submission system for shippers had a quicker document submission process digitally, which represents an effective and efficient digital transformation in seaport. The application is integrated with Simbara to improve monitoring of mining commodities and state revenue from mining commodities. By 2023, InApportNet was implemented in 264 ports throughout Indonesia, with 20 largest ports handling mineral and coal commodities being the main focus of supervision. Simbara application for the Mineral and Coal Information System was launched in March 2022, which is part of the implementation of the development and construction of an integrated information system, as well as the exchange of data and information from mining commodity business activities. Minister of Transportation appreciated the initiative of the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment and the Minister of Finance so that conditions in the field were more orderly. Initially, Simbara only focused on mineral and coal commodities. Currently, the use of Simbara has been expanded to help supervise lead and nickel commodities. Its implementation has had a positive impact on state revenues, including preventing illegal mining worth 3.47 trillion rupiah, additional state revenue from analytical data and risk profiling of business actors of 2.53 billion rupiah. That's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Ada kata tak perlu kau jelaskan semua sangat terang terlihat di mataku sebelum kau pergi. Sebelum ku kehilangan, aku meminta jika Telah habis waktuku, telah usai kisahku denganmu. Peluk, peluklah diriku sejenak. Kuatkanlah aku dan hatiku. Tak lagi ada cinta, tak bisa dipertahankan. Biarlah ini semua menjadi kenangan. Sebelum kau pergi, sebelum ku kehilangan, aku meminta, jika telah habis waktuku, telah usai kisahku denganmu. Peluk, peluklah diriku sejenak. Kuatkanlah aku dan
listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Indonesia is the largest archipelago in the world. Among its thousands of islands, many possess significant economic potential and natural tourism appeal. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we take you to one of the islands with natural tourism potential, Miangas Island. This island is one of Indonesia's outermost islands, located in the northernmost part of the country, serving as a border marker between Indonesia and the Philippines. The island is part of Miangas Village, Miangas District, Talaud Islands Regency, North Sulawesi Province, Indonesia. Though it's a small island, its strategic geographical location and substantial natural resources draw attention. Situated at the border between the Philippines and Malaysia. Mm-hmm. Miangas Island has also considerable tourism potential, with beautiful beaches and spectacular natural scenery. The island has several beaches worth visiting, such as Miangas Beach, Kalong Beach, and Batu Beach. To reach Miangas Island, you can start your journey by taking a transport boat from Bitung Port. The ship operates the route from Bitung to Marore twice a month with a sailing time of 15 days. Listener, another alternative to Miangas Island is by plane. From Samratulangi Airport to Melangwane, followed by renting a fisherman's boat to Miangas Island. The long journey to see the beautiful view of this small island is a panacea for those of you who want to have an adventure and spend time with your family. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Chance I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if he was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
Now
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, the segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Bali,
which means in Bali. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Baik dipanggang di oven maupun ditungku. Baik dipanggang di oven maupun ditungku,
which means whether oven roasted or stove roasted. This conversation takes place between Chris and the waitress at a restaurant in Bali. The waitress said that both stove-baked and oven-baked chicken betutu taste equally good. Let's listen to their conversations.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku. Di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
After listening to the conversations, we will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. We will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after us.
Rasa,
which means taste.
Ayam betutu,
which means betutu chicken.
Dipanggang,
which means roasted.
Tungku,
which means stove.
Oven,
which means oven.
Sama-sama,
which means equally.
Enak,
which means delicious.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of chicken betutu, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven, is equally good.
Direbus,
which means boiled or stewed.
Restoran,
which means restaurant. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. In this statement, there is an expression.
Baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven. baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven.
Which means, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. The expression contains a connection between
ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku, ayam betutu dipanggang di tungku.
Which means betutu chicken roasted on the stove and
di dalam oven, di dalam oven.
Which means in the oven, which is paired by the conjunction
baik, baik.
Which means whether or both and
maupun, maupun.
Which means or and. The conjunction
baik
and
maupun,
which means whether and or in the expression connects the parts of the sentence that states how betutu chicken being roasted in the stove and being roasted in an oven, which produces the same quality of taste.
Ayam betutu ini direbus atau dipanggang?
Di restoran ini ayamnya dipanggang di tungku, di tempat lain mungkin dipanggang di oven.
Apakah rasanya beda?
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Betutu is a Balinese specialty that can be made from chicken or duck. The word betutu means a dish made from chicken or duck meat that is seasoned and cooked in a shell until the meat and bones are tender. The special seasoning gives off a distinctive aroma of spices and can make the texture of the meat tender. Betutu was declared an Indonesian Intangible Cultural Heritage by the Indonesian government in 2017. Let's listen to other examples of the use of the conjunction
baik, baik,
which means whether and
maupun, maupun,
which means or and in other sentences.
Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar. Saya suka masakan ikan, baik ikan air laut maupun ikan air tawar.
Which means I like to eat both salted fish and fresh water fish.
Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah. Pemandangan bawah laut baik di Wakatobi maupun di Lombok sangat indah.
Which means the underwater landscape both in Wakatobi and Lombok is very beautiful. Listeners, that was today's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak. Rasa ayam betutu, baik yang dipanggang di tungku maupun di oven, sama-sama enak.
Which means the taste of betutu chicken is good, whether roasted on the stove or in the oven. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague,
Ofra.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
Ada apa kau bertemu dia? Mungkinkah kau ingin bagi cintamu? Jika memang kau bagi cintamu, masih pantaskah ku jaga hatiku? Ingatkah semua kata yang kau ucap dulu? Kau berjanji untuk setia. Kini ku tanya kemana janji itu kau buat. Pernah sakit, tapi tak pernah sesakit ini. Karena pernah cinta, tapi tak pernah sedalam ini. Aku ingin semua cintamu hanya untukku. Memang ku tak rela kau bagi. hati yang lain. Jika memang kau bagi cintamu, kemana janji itu kau buat?
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from North Sulawesi entitled Terek Bale. The song Terek Bale becomes one of the viral music videos on TikTok social media in Indonesia in mid-2024. Many videos with the song Terek Bale always enter the FYP of TikTok users. The song was composed and uploaded to Maman Ten's YouTube channel in 2021. The song lyrics use Manado traditional language, which tells the story of someone's relief after parting with a former partner who had made an affair with her. Though they have broken up, the ex still trying to get the attention. However, the ex is no longer an option, because without him, the heart feels happy. Well, listener, here is the song Terek Bale by Maman Ten. Enjoy the song.
Ternyata dang ngana yang main belakang dan guna tak bertahan. Nyanda bempan, nyana mau singgung pati.
berair mata mau meneteng, tak usah ngana mau berharap kita, karena sekarang kita so bahagia. Bikin rasa tak tawa dan lihat story di WA, ngana sein pak kita minta ajak balikan. Sorry sorry jo, kita nyandamu suka dengan orang yang sama, karena tak so bahagia tapi bukan dengan aku balik. Lewat lagu ini tiap mana yang jadi sakit hati, pas dapat lihat kita tak berjalan dengan yang lebih gagal, karena sehati so rasa mau nabakar.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voynews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voynews, email voy@voynews.id.